Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a doctor for yourself or a family member? Remember Martins Point Healthcare. For quick access to care, call or visit at 161 Corporate Drive, Portsmouth, 603-431-5154. Martins Point Healthcare. People caring for people. Online at martinspoint.org.
Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Wine Me, Dine Me. Good morning. How are you, Megan?
I'm good, and yourself, Rachel?
I'm excellent. You know, last week we talked about that Rochester Food Truck Festival, and they got 3,000 people there.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. The organizer, Chris Kozlowski, he thought they would get maybe 600 people, and they had 3,000.
That's great. He's the Crescent City Bistro guy, right?
Yes. And okay. Now he has a shiny, brand new food truck he outfitted. And it looks spectacular. So that was just great. I'm so glad there was a big turnout for that. That bodes well for future.
I was just
going
to say,
that.
Yeah. Then you don't have to. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer for next year, as opposed to like, do we do it?
Yeah.
Do we not do it? Yeah, that's awesome.
And I guess that a lot of the local businesses reported that people were coming into their businesses too.
Great.
Yeah. So good. Good for everybody. Win. 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 Win.
You took the winds right out of my mouth.
Well, this week in Wine Me, Dine Me, I reveal my obsession with all those crazy flavored potato chips.
Oh, I was feeling like...
Have you seen these?
And we sort of did like a brief discussion of this, I feel like, last week, and I was racking my brain trying to remember what this week's topic was, and now I'm all excited.
It was a preview of coming chip track.
Chip tractions.
I was trying to go for it. Chip tractions. It's like my new word, straw alternatives.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, the alternatives to the plastic straw.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. So these chips, I'm obsessed with these flavored chips. And this summer, Lay's potato chips came out with all this big line of regional potato chips, including in the New England region, the New England lobster roll potato chips. Something you never thought you'd need, but
in a
you
chip.
Have to try. Yeah, and really, you can't find them now. You can't buy them online anymore. And if you, they're supposed to be around till September 30th on the shelves, and you can't find them. So I got to try some because I early on realized that I was going to have to snag some of these chips. And, you know, they're pretty good. They're not as great as I thought they would be, but they're pretty good. But in the meantime, I've also tried the Lay's sausage biscuits and gravy chips and their West Coast truffle chips, which actually taste like mushrooms, not truffle.
Interesting.
But,
yeah, because truffle has a specific taste.
Yes, and they didn't really get to it. So I'm putting a thumbs down on that.
Okay.
I like the lobster roll chips. I just didn't, you know, they tasted buttery with a bit of celery, like you'd put a celery salt on your lobster roll.
Right.
And the buttery bun flavor comes through.
Right, but not so much the lobster flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So in Wine Me, Dine Me this week, I talk about those chips and also some chips that I've been getting. Brisket, smoked brisket,
ooh,
pot roast, smoked gouda. So
it's
a wide, wonderful world of chips. I would just love to have that job to come up with those chip flavors.
Right.
And they often have contests, like Lay's potato chips has a contest, so that we regular people can suggest our favorite chip flavors.
So, out of all the chip flavors you've had, what is standing out as the most fascinating flavor to have in your mouth as a chip?
As a chip, well, you know, I've actually been to Japan where they humble brag where they come up with some really interesting chip flavors there, too. Like, I've had squid-flavored potato chips, for example.
Well, that takes the chewy out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. The smoked brisket chip is great. The fried pickle chip with ranch dressing chip that Lay's came out with is really good if you can get a hold of a bag of those. I mean, it tastes just like fried pickles with ranch dressing. It's really interesting.
Right. Without all the batter.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. Yes, without all the batter. So it's so much more healthful, the chips.
I think
I'm eating them. I'm like, I should not be eating these chips.
I know, right?
In the meantime, we have like 20 bags of different kinds of chips at home.
I was going to say, where you're like, oh, I'm going to have to snag this. Are you snagging them, Rachel, or are you hoarding bags of chips? Let's be honest here.
They were out of these smoked Gouda chips that we in the vegetarian household loved so much. And as soon as they came on the shelves, I got 5 bags of them. So they're there waiting for me.
I think I'm having chips for lunch.
You got to get chips now. Everybody's going to eat chips.
Yep.
Well, so read Why Me Dye Me to learn more about chips, along with a couple of flavors I'd like to see.
I like it.
So, I know what those are. And that's it for me this week. Join me again next week for another Why Me Dye Me.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.